The DNR says it's temporarily halting stocking efforts from state fish hatcheries, transfers between hatcheries, state collection of forage fish or eggs from the wild, and transfers of fish between lakes. That's to make sure none of the species the agency controls is contaminated with viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS. DNR Fisheries Director Mike Staggs.
And I'm pretty confident that we have a pretty high level of fish health testing and, you know, biosecurity procedures, for want of a better term, in place here, such that a large number of what we're planning to do is going to go forward, particularly our trout and salmon.
Stagg says at least 5 or 10% of fish stocking efforts for the year may be halted, but he says Wisconsin won't do what Michigan did and stop all stocking for the year. That's presuming there's not a rapid spread of VHS to other inland waters in Wisconsin, the way the virus may have leapfrogged Lake Michigan and gotten into the Lake Winnebago system. The DNR continues to put out posters warning of the virus and prepare monitoring at other water bodies that attract a large number of visiting anglers. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett also wants the public to use the 1-800-TIP-WDNR line to report sizable fish kills.
Now, we don't want to hear about an isolated bluegill that floated up on the shore. We're hoping to understand, we're looking more for either a fair number of numbers or it exhibits some of the symptoms that you see on our posters.
This week, the DNR board will be asked to expand emergency boat cleaning and bait rules to anglers in much of the Lake Winnebago system and prepare to put those rules in for many other water bodies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.